USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases appear to be slowing as the rolling 7-day average in the U.S. has fallen by nearly 40% since a peak in early January. But even as hospitalizations are also falling, deaths remain high, with an average above 3,000 a day over the last week. Some experts warn another surge could be on the way, with new variants spreading. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the current crop of vaccines should protect against the strain from the UK, but newer, more transmissible variants from Brazil and South Africa could be a different story.
Immunization and prior infection appears to be protective against the B.1.1.7 variant, as protective. That's not the case with the Brazilian and South African variant, P1 and B.1351, where prior infection, the immunity you get from being infected, as well as the immunity you get from vaccination, does not appear to be as protective against those variants.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden's mask mandate begins Monday night. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A famous classic rock guitarist has crossed over. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Hilton Valentine, the founding guitarist of the English rock band The Animals, has passed away. He's credited with coming up with one of the most famous opening riffs in the 1960s. Their version of The House of the Rising Sun propelled The Animals to the top of the charts in 1964. Hilton Valentine later said he based the A minor arpeggio on Bob Dylan's arrangement of the song. The Animals' record label, ABCO, described him as a pioneering guitar player. The cause of death is unknown. Hilton Valentine was 77.
The military in Myanmar has seized power after a coup. The commander-in-chief of the nation's army announced on state television that the military had arrested the country's civilian leadership and declared a state of emergency in response to claims of election fraud. The nation's state counselor, Aung San Suu Kyi, and several senior leaders of her National League for Democracy party are being detained in the country's capital, Naypyidaw, according to the party's spokesman. The NLD won an overwhelming victory in elections last November, just the second free election in Myanmar since years of military rule ended in 2011. The military called for investigations into that vote, claiming there were millions of cases of potential fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.